Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, cut my music, man. We live from the draft. We ain't got time for that. I told the technician don't even play the darn intro today. What's going on, Upper Echelon? This is Hills the Best on the Outsider. I'm your host, Hills the Best. My co-host is the award-winning best Blog Talk Radio host, co-host in the business, Mr. Prez, and our very good friend, UPT, who is basically an outsider himself. We're all live here at Shotdown of the Draft. By the way, these two are dressed sharply. I didn't know these boys can clean up like this. Head to toe, I'm proud of both of you guys.
Man, I got my gators on today, brother. I feel like I'm being drafted.
Hello, somebody. Prez, how you feeling, brother? We know how you get down with all the parents and want to take pictures with the mothers. You're starting to be a little too touchy-feely. Hello, somebody, with the mothers of these future draftees.
Well, It's like this. If your daddy wasn't around, hello, somebody. Somebody need a man in the house. Hello, somebody. But like I tell you, I always tell all these young kids, you better have the Deion Sanders philosophy in life. And they say, well, what's that, Prez? If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you do good. If you do good, they will pay good. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
I agree with you on that, my brother. My brother, we in Chi-Town. Like I said, I know you two are excited about the draft. I'm excited as well. There's always a little buzz in there. A little different atmosphere, Thursday night draft. It's almost like the real NFL tonight, Prez. How are you feeling? Are you okay? Are you mentally ready? Is your draft board ready to draft your future players in tonight?
Listen, not only are we ready to make moves at 27 or 26, wherever we sit on the board, we're ready to change the world. Hello, somebody.
Wow. UPT, how about you? You got your draft board ready for tonight, my brother?
Oh, yeah, my brother. We sitting here, we looking at, we just going to take, I'm going to tell you like this. The philosophy with the Saints this year in this draft is take the best player available. That's what we going to do. That's our focus.
Wow.
I hear that.
I don't think that's never a bad option to take the best player available in the draft. Now, Prez, I know we talked in our production meeting earlier today about some of these free agents. I know, Prez, you was very excited. You have a lot of people coming to the desert. I don't know what got them to Arizona, nor do I want to know what got them to Arizona. But what surprised you the most in these free agent talkings with these players? Because you signed probably about 10 players. What was it like in these free agency? I know it's different each year. How was the players in the one-on-one interviews before you signed?
You know, they were greedy. I can tell you that. They wanted a little bit more money than I was accustomed to paying. So my CEO came in and he told me, he said, listen, sir, he said, sometimes you can't sit on this money. You better spend it if you want to win. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So after I got over the whole, you know, having to pay them a little bit more money, I realized that if you want to win now and if you want to compete with some of these great teams that we have in UE, you're going to have to spend some money because if you don't have no risk, there's no reward. Hello, somebody.
I can tell you why those players ended up in Arizona. Because Mr. President, the president himself, he abuses his authority as the president. He told these guys, if you don't sign these contracts, I'm going to put a contract out on you. And that's exactly what happened. And those guys said, okay, I don't want to have to deal with the president, so I'm going to go ahead and just deny all these other contracts and go to Arizona. I think that's exactly what happened. I think he's a beautiful spot.
I mean, I'll be honest here. What happened is, like I said, I made a concerted effort to do whatever it takes to get these guys in Arizona. And I told them, we got beaches. We got sun.
Even if it's making threats to these players? That's not right. Don't threaten the players' livelihood.
Listen, I didn't threaten them. But what I did tell them, I said, you have a choice, okay? And it's real clear. You can go to a team who's not going to appreciate you, who just want you there because they just want you because you on the board, or you can come to an organization where we care about the players, where we learn the wife's name, where we know the kids' birthdays, right? So they wanted to come to a family-oriented atmosphere, and in Arizona, that's what we have, and that same family has accountability, and they will be ready to help us win a Super Bowl before it's all said and done.
If that's the speech they signed that contract for, so be it.
This is intensity. This intensity on the set right now. UPT is looking disgusted at some of these players. It was very interesting, like, to say the least, about what transpired in free agency. I don't know if you have your notes in front of you, fellas, but it was some names that went somewhere. It wasn't that many big-name players out there, but it was a lot of good pieces that, like Fred and yourself did say, that you can make a championship run with those type of players this season. Prez, is there anything that you would like to say to the fans about the draft tonight? So it's a lot of buzz out here. Like I said, you've been doing a lot of mingling. You've abused your name, as UPT has said plenty of times before. You have abused your authority in all the places you didn't supposed to go. You went anyway. What is the message that you want to tell the UE fellow players out there about these draft picks, that their future potential employees?
Just come in and be ready to work. Some of these guys will go to organizations where they don't have a clue on what's going on because it starts from the top down. Hello, somebody. But there will be some guys who will go to organizations that will help them excel. The Cleveland Browns, the Minnesota Vikings, the New Orleans Saints. There are teams out here that if they can land there, the future will be so bright if they're ready to work. You can't get complacent now that you're here, because this is not it. This is not the end game. The end game is the Hall of Fame. And so I feel that this year, top 10, no computer assistance, you will see an offensive lineman come off the board in the top 10, because people understand that they got some hogs out here on the O-line that's ready to eat. And mark my words, you will have a linebacker and an offensive line to go in the first round, first 10 picks this year, that's not a CPU sim.
Wow.
I agree. It's talent on the line.
It's a lot of talent on the line, but I don't know, will guys actually do it, though? That's the thing that a lot of people might not want to do or do. But we do have a caller on in. We have a caller. We're gonna take this quick phone call. It's in my ear. It looks like it's one of the founders of Upper Echelon, DJM. Brother, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Fred, how about you? Your good friend, DJM, Fred.
Yes, it's so great. It's so great to hear from Mr. DJM. You know, if he's not training that smart dog who's smarter than a lot of UE users we have in here, he's always busy. So it's nice to see that he has some time out of his schedule to hang with some real people today. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
I just got off work. I'm driving home right now.
Wow.
First season under our belt. What you got on the docket, Davis Fields, President?
Well, when we're talking the draft, we're talking about players. And first, let me apologize for not starting the show off like that. Congratulations to Mr. KT winning the Super Bowl with the Cleveland Browns. Goodbye, LeBron James. It's Mr. Kendall Thomas City now, as he runs Cleveland. He's the mayor. He does what he wants. He slap women. He take them into the bathroom, Ben Roethlisberger style. Hello, somebody. And he gets away with
it. He's Donald Trump. He's trumping on. He's grabbing by the...
Yeah, he's trumping them.
He's trumping. Now, you guys are on here selling wolf tickets. Everybody go draft speed. Leave all the good players out.
Wow.
You know what you're going to do. Go
now,
get
Fred.
A fast corner. Go get a fast receiver.
But if there's nothing available.
Now, let me ask Fred a question. Quick question. I have you to chime in. Chris, we know that you and KT have this financial agreement we're not going to talk about on the show. So you probably have an inside track of what that number one pick is. Do you think KT will roll the dice and be the old KT, or has he grown up a little bit? And he's going to make a different choice, and he's going to shock the world tonight.
I'll answer for him. KT's not shocking the world. KT's going to be the old KT. He's drafting with the fastest receiver, seventh round projection. That's who he's going to draft. Next
question. UPT, what do you think?
I'm going to tell you like this. The KT I know, KT loves speed. KT is going to plug and plug whatever he has to do with the O-line and the D-line. KT looks for home run hitters every draft, so he's not going to change anything. He's going to go take the best player available once again.
The best fast player available.
The fastest he's going player corner. Available. Let me correct myself.
He's going corner.
I know KT. We've been on KT for a long time. We know what KT usually drafts these days. He's a guy that never drafts quarterback unless it's a Michael Vick son, genetic twin. That's the only way Michael Vick, he would draft a quarterback. I haven't interviewed any cornerbacks in this draft, or we didn't need none in Minnesota. So I don't quite know what kids, what their mind state is, and what their speeds are like. So UPT and DJM, do y'all kind of know who you think he would take? Is it any corners y'all have in mind that he would take number one overall?
I'm going to let you finish. You're having a great show right now, but nobody's saying anything about my Color Rush Colts blue suit I have on. Y'all not going to bring that up at all?
Wow.
He did come in here with that puppy shirt. I thought he was walking through the door.
Well, I didn't know if he wanted to be acknowledged with that Color Rush blue. You took it a little too far with this Color Rush thing. My eyes are already sensitive for all the welding I've done in my day. So I didn't need to see all that. Just to put that out there, my brother.
Okay, I can accept that. I'll leave the hat off next time. The Gator stay.
Okay.
Now, back to your question. I think he goes speed for real. I think, not speed, I think he goes corner. Just by the moves he's been making. He picked up Carrington Bynum, but you know he's not really that good. He's a filler and player. He'll go corner, get him a nice young guy to establish his future on defense. But I think Colvin is that guy for his offense now.
Do you think he go get another guy opposite of Colvin out there in Cleveland? A lot of people have made a few comments about Colvin and how to defend him, and they're scared to death of him. Does he go get another guy to make people actually be petrified and want to go on auto instead of playing KT?
I don't think on with the first pick he does. I think that there's he has a 15th pick as well, so maybe that's where he drafts the second receiver, because from what I've seen, the class of receivers is pretty deep. It's not spectacular. Guys out there, so somebody should sit at 15.
UPT, what you think, bro?
I think he's going to go receiver for the fact that he just spent a ton of money in free agency getting a cornerback. I mean, I think his cornerback is decent that he has already. I think he's a good enough user to deal with what he has. But I think he's looking for that counterpart on the wide receiver line to match up with Coleman. I think he's looking for another home run hitter. I think he's going to go offense wide receiver. He's going to take the fastest guy available.
Well, I look at his receiving core, and we really don't see much. Well, Terrell Fryer is a young stud that's developing and finding his way, a big target. I don't think too many people are scared of Terrell Fryer, but I think he is definitely a guy that you have to respect. And I look at his cornerback. He has Jonathan Joseph, who still is a very good corner in this league, despite the age. A lot of people are scared of him. No, he's still there, my friend. He is still there.
Okay.
And I look at his corners. It's typical KT, speed, and more speed. Darrell Roberts, Greg DeShore, Carrion, Bynum. These guys are – we don't even know who these guys are. They was bagging groceries in Ingles and Bilo 2 weeks ago. Now they're on the Cleveland Browns roster because they can just run a little bit. I think he goes corners. Well, I agree with DJM, because as fast as these guys are, they don't know what they're going to be doing out there. Their coverage skills are not the best. Joseph and Alfred is good, but will they be enough to stop all those coded offenses in the AFC? Now, let's go ahead and look at some more teams that made some moves in the offseason. We've seen the Jacksonville Jaguars. They traded their quarterback, Blake Bortles, and I was very shocked when I seen that deal come across the trade wire. Seeing that he traded Blake Bortles, who was a very good young quarterback, they just didn't get along, and it kind of got sour towards the end of the season. Number six overall pick. I haven't interviewed any quarterbacks either. I know UPT, you haven't either. Obviously, DJing with Andrew Luck. Y'all had a few spats in offseason, but it seemed like y'all patched it up in public. Do you think the Jags will go quarterback at number six overall or 13th overall because he has two top 15 picks? UPT first.
He's going to take if the quarterback he wants is there, he knows this franchise, it goes by the quarterback. You can't go anywhere without a quarterback. So that number six pick will be a quarterback. I guarantee that. And then that second pick, he's going to go wide receiver. He's going to look for a wide receiver. He's not going to look for a cornerback this season. He's going to wait to the next draft to get him a cornerback. Right. He's efficient enough to do whatever he has to do to stop the number one receiver. So he's going to go quarterback. He's going to get his franchise guy.
DJ.
First, I want to say, I don't know what prayers is, but I hope it's right in my check. My rates went up. Secondly, I think he goes quarterback. He has to. Like you said, you can't go anywhere without a quarterback. And the way he was shopping, who was he shopping, Hearns or Robinson?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure he wants another receiver. So he's not satisfied with that play. So he's going to go receiver. And at 13, this should still be a good receiver out there. But
the only thing is,
If your receiver, your quarterback is projected to go a little lower and you feel like you can, or they're two on the board and you feel like you can get one of those two, and this receiver is something that says lights out, you might have to take a receiver first. Because everybody's going to be looking for receivers. Not everybody's looking for quarterbacks, especially drafting that high.
I agree with you.
I'm a flip-flop. So he's going to receive a first and quarterback.
I agree with you 100%. I think he has to go quarterback. As you look at his quarterback play, currently on the roster right now, we have Brandon Allen. He went to Arkansas. Let's just stop with the chuckling there. Exactly. And Jamel Showers of the University of Texas, El Paso. He has to go quarterback. He don't even have a second-round pick. I don't think they're going to be able to get a good quarterback in the third round now because guys are going to need quarterbacks. As much as guys, like you said before, and Chris said, and UPC has said it before, quarterbacks are they're very important now. You need good quarterbacks, and you can go get corners all you want, but you need quarterbacks. And I know the Patriots are going to need a quarterback. They're not satisfied with Jimmy G, as I like to call him. The Rams, they like Derek Goff, but they're not sold on them. The Ravens, they have Joe Flacco. Kirk Cousins is the Washington Redskins quarterback. Hello, somebody.
Giants.
It's a lot. Yeah, the Giants have Eli Manning. It's a lot of guys that need quarterbacks, and you have two first-round picks. You have no choice but to go quarterback. And I do want to commend the Chicago Bears going out to get Blake Bortles. Moving back, you still have Alshon Jeffrey, Kevin White. You didn't lose none of those centerpieces to get you a very good young quarterback. Also, you got to keep your cornerback in Mr. Fuller. I really like that trade for the Chicago Bears, and they still have a first-round pick, two second-round picks, and a third. The Chicago Bears, on the other side of that trade, you did a wonderful job. Can they capitalize off of that with having all these picks, one first, two seconds, one third, two fourths? Is there any way the Bears can kind of finally put some pieces together and maybe challenge the Vikings and Packers in the NFC North quickly?
The Bears made that move because of the competition that in that division. He knows one thing. Cutler wasn't going to cut it, period. And Cutler was not going to make him a contender. So, yes, Blake Bortles was an excellent acquisition for the Young Bears team. And I think, yes, this draft, he can pull and pick a lot of good pieces in this draft to compete with that division. Yes, I do. I think he's going to have a good draft.
DJM?
I think when you get rid of Cutler, you would immediately, your team should be at least 3 points better just by getting him off your roster. So I think he has the potential to be good, especially in about 2 years. When all these draft picks start developing, you put in that time with them and that little give them that extra something they need, I think they'll be all right because he has young pieces, like you said, already. You get you a few more in there and you get a few more games under your belt with these guys, I think he'll be all right. But it's a really tough division. I want to see Lace do it for because somebody told me the game plan is out on him. So I want to see him do it next season as well, but it's a really tough division. And then you got Will. Never mind. I won't even bring him up. But so yeah, it's gonna be hard for him to compete though. But I think he can put a competitive team out on the field. He really can.
Yeah, I think you see those days of Richie being a 3-13 lap and stop it are over. I don't think he would definitely be no laughing stock anymore. I think he would definitely get the job done. Also, in this draft, I do want to talk about a few other teams quickly, if I can get the teams up there. The Dallas franchise, they have two first-round picks now. They have the second overall pick, so you're going to get one of the best players in the draft with their number two overall pick. And then you have the 19th overall pick as well. We also were just talking about quarterbacks with the Dallas football team. He has Tony Romo. No need to say any more about that. He's 37 in a wheelchair, and he will not be probably on the opening day roster. Do the Dallas football team take a quarterback in number two overall, which probably be the first time in UE history, a top five pick with the quarterback, DJM?
Did you see his wheelchair? The wheels are made like a star, so when they spin, when he
rolls it. I seen that. It was pretty clever. Crafty.
Yeah. Now, no, he doesn't go. He has to go receiver. He got rid of Dez. He's going receiver. From what my sources tell me, the quarterback is really deep this draft. So I think guys are going to try to wait it out and see. You know, you might think you got a guy who's projected as a second, but he's a first-round talent to you. So he's going to drop to you at 19. You get a receiver, now you got a quarterback. And now you got pieces to build around. You still got Elliott. You still got Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley. You got some pieces to build around. So I'm thinking he goes receiver, and then he goes quarterback at 19.
UPT?
Okay, once again, with the second overall pick, right? Okay, you cannot win any games without a quarterback. I'm sorry, man. I don't care what receivers you got. They're gonna be Terrell Owens type players in their locker room if that ball doesn't get to them when they want. You don't wanna have a guy that's disgruntled on your team, especially, with a Cowboys American team, so to say. They are looking for a stud at quarterback. They traded Dak to the New Orleans Saints. That was one of the most shocking things in the offseason that I've seen so far. At the end of the day, you got rid of a franchise quarterback to go receiver. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Jerry will let that new co-owner make that choice at wide receiver. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
But they also got rid of a franchise wide receiver.
Exactly, but that was up in age.
Dak's not a franchise quarterback. I think you're overspeaking there. I think he's a good quarterback, but he's not franchise. Dez is a franchise receiver, and they're going to replace a franchise receiver with a franchise receiver with a second pick in the draft. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. I think Dallas has – they're sitting in the driver's seat. A lot of teams don't have this luxury. Five picks in the top 66 selections. That means something. I don't think a lot of people understand. I know these people with these late first round equals second, late second equals third, these nonsense math that they're trying to tackle and make themselves sound better as a negotiator. They need to stop it immediately. But five picks in the top 66 is huge. That means you get five picks in the top three rounds, and that's not even the full third round. That's the beginning of the third round. You get five of the top 66 players. That is very good. He's going to be able to build this Dallas team because, let's be honest, you two addressed it, the offensive side of the ball, and you know I'm a defensive guy. Those cornerbacks are terrible. I know he has young players, and they have a little speed, but they're terrible in that secondary. And if you think Orlando Scandrick, who can't cover a cold, can't catch a cold, and can't cover a blanket at night. He's terrible. They're going to have to address that cornerback situation, but I agree. If they don't get a quarterback within those first 34 picks, because he has three in the top 34, he has to get a quarterback with that second overall, 19th overall, or the 34th overall pick. He has to get one of the best talent. DJM, I agree with what you said about players being projected. You might get them in the second round of still because a lot of guys might not need quarterback, but you can't play around with the possibility of not getting a good quarterback, because as good as that line is and as good as Zeke is, if you don't have someone that can at least take some of the pressure off of him, guys will just start putting eight in the box and daring you to throw it to Terrence Williams, that Cole Beasley, to nobody, or a rookie receiver that might be a stud, but he's just starting out as well. So I think Dallas can rebuild. Go ahead.
We've also forgotten to mention that you got a lot of guys out here like Jay Cutler, Drew Brees, Fitzpatrick.
That's true.
They can come in and be plugged in and win you some games. And you may say, I'm coming back and get a quarterback next year, and I'm gonna go with Brees this year. I'm gonna go with Cutler with that strong arm. And you feel like they can win games as long as you got guys who can catch the ball. So I don't think we really thought about that at the beginning. So, and I think Cutler's, how old is he, about 33, 32, 33?
He's 31, 32. He's not an old quarterback, but DJ, we have like 2 minutes left in the show. Do you think guys even trust those type of guys? We know these Mac GMs, they see age and they get scared. They're more invested of getting a 21-year-old who isn't ready to play, plug them in, and then he throws a bunch of interceptions, 40 interceptions, now his confidence is down. Instead of taking a Cutler guy who might just throw 20 interceptions, and people laugh when I say that, but 20 is better than 40.
Right.
Do you think they're going to have that maturity to take a Jake Cutler and say, I can just sign you for 1 year, no signing bonus, if you cut up in the locker room, I can cut you and don't hurt against my salary cap. Are these guys disciplined enough to do that?
I don't think so. All you got to do is check the chat, and every now and again, you'll see.
Exactly. Hello, somebody. And also, quickly, I want to say this before we get off the air. I'm not quite sure if we're going to get our second show on the air. The Miami Dolphins been trying to get rid of Ryan Tannehill. I'm looking at their roster. They have Brandon Daugherty as their number one guy. They have to go quarterback as well. So I see, for the first time in history, I see a quarterback going in the top 15 this year. I really see a UPT, DJM. I see that we're getting us a quarterback.
And you know how I was saying people are going to pass? Well, everybody can't pass. They need them. Everybody can't start passing quarterbacks, or you're going to miss the guy you want.
Yeah.
So it might be in your best interest to pick him when you got that pick, like UPT is saying. When your pick comes up the first time, you better pick the guy you want, or you might not get him.
Exactly.
I agree.
As I go through these rosters, it's almost at least 10 to 15 teams that needs quarterbacks. And I tell you, if you pass up on your quarterback and you have the number two, number whatever pick you have early in the first, it's over. It's over for you.
Too many guys.
Good luck with the free agents. I mean, the best free agent that's available is Drew Brees. I wouldn't give Cutler a soccer ball for the fun of it. You understand what I'm saying? I would not do it. Don't do it. Cutler is not your franchise guy. Don't plug him. I'm sorry. Don't do it.
Jake Cutler, I'm going to tell
you,
on the air, we're going to call you in the offseason, Jake Cutler. So these other guys that are throwing dirt on your name, you bring you and your hot wife to Minnesota. We'll definitely take care of you here in Minnesota. Mainly your blonde wife. She's a stud. I can't lie about it. We have 40 seconds left in the show. We'd like to thank DJM and UPT for joining in. My great co-host, Prez, has some personal things to take care of. So if we have time, we'll get right back with you here on The Outsiders. If we have more time, we'll get on another show. If not, the draft is tonight at 8 p.m. Make sure you let DJM and Casey know that you're going to be at the draft. If not, you're getting skipped. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's all about the UE. See you at the draft tonight.
Yo, y'all better cut that check. Oh.
Get out of here, man.